Listening. You will hear David Bradshaw talking about forests. For questions from 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, C, or D. For questions from 11 to 15, choose the best option, A or B. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
Hello, I'm David Bradshaw, and I'm a park ranger. I'm here today to talk to you about the place I work, forests. Forests are very important places. Not only do they help to keep the world's climate in balance, but more importantly, they support 60% of the world's wildlife. Forests provide us with lots of useful products. Around one-third of all our medicines come from plants, and drug companies study rainforest plants to try to find new ones. We also depend on forests for wood, in the form of timber, to build houses and boats and to make furniture and many other things with. And let's not forget food. We get many different kinds of fruits, nuts and seeds from forests. Some cultures get over half of all their food from the forest. Then there's paper, of course. Newspapers, magazines, books, toilet roll, and other paper products all come from forests. Finally, over half of all the wood taken from forests is used as fuel. So you can see why we can't afford to lose them. Unfortunately, though, this is what is happening. Every year we lose an area of forest the size of 3 million football pitches. Forests are being cut down for timber, farmland, mining, and for places to live. Forests are also being harmed by acid rain and forest fires, which are likely to become more common as a result of global warming. I hope at this point you are asking yourself, what can I do? And if you aren't, you should be. So what can you do? Well, you could plant a tree, or better still, plant two. Choose a tree that grows naturally in your area and either buy one from a garden centre or plant one from a seed. You could also use less paper and recycle what you do use, as well as buy recycled paper products. Last but not least, you could make sure you only buy wood products that are really necessary, or even better, by second-hand furniture.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Hello, I'm David Bradshaw, and I'm a park ranger. I'm here today to talk to you about the place I work, forests. Forests are very important places. Not only do they help to keep the world's climate in balance, but more importantly, they support 60% of the world's wildlife. Forests provide us with lots of useful products. Around one-third of all our medicines come from plants, and drug companies study rainforest plants to try to find new ones. We also depend on forests for wood, in the form of timber, to build houses and boats and to make furniture and many other things with. And let's not forget food. We get many different kinds of fruits, nuts and seeds from forests. Some cultures get over half of all their food from the forest. Then there's paper, of course. Newspapers, magazines, books, toilet roll and other paper products all come from forests. Finally, over half of all the wood taken from forests is used as fuel. So you can see why we can't afford to lose them. Unfortunately, though, this is what is happening. Every year we lose an area of forest the size of 3 million football pitches. Forests are being cut down for timber, farmland, mining, and for places to live. Forests are also being harmed by acid rain and forest fires, which are likely to become more common as a result of global warming. I hope at this point you are asking yourself, what can I do? And if you aren't, you should be. So what can you do? Well, you could plant a tree, or better still, plant two. Choose a tree that grows naturally in your area and either buy one from a garden centre or plant one from a seed. You could also use less paper and recycle what you do use, as well as buy recycled paper products. Last but not least, you could make sure you only buy wood products that are really necessary, or, even better, buy second-hand furniture.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task. This is the end of the listening task.